Lord, we are so thankful for your kindness to us. Thank you for bringing us together this evening. And our prayer, Lord, is that you will speak to our hearts.
主啊，感谢呢您对我们的慈爱，感谢您今天把我们带到一起，也求您呢对我们的内心说话。
Lord, we admit that we are a feeble and a needy people, and we pray that you will not only teach us, but help us as we would seek to walk in your ways.
主啊，我们是一些那个软弱的，并且是那需要的人，所以呢，主啊，求您呢就是帮助我们，帮助我们，当我们今天晚上呢，试图呢就是按照走在您的道路上的时候。
You know each of our hearts, Lord, and consequently, you know what our needs are.
所以主啊，您知道我们每一个人内心的结果呢，您也知道我们每个人需要什么。
And so we pray that the Holy Spirit this evening, as we consider the words of God, will take them and embed them in our hearts and in our lives, that we might just not talk about them. Help us to live them, Lord.
所以主啊，今天晚上呢，所以我们祈求呢，您的圣灵呢，把这些呢都可以再印在我们的内心里，让我们呢不仅仅呢只是去交谈这些事情，同样呢在我们的生活中把它活出来。
So we give thanks now and look to you for blessing. We pray in Jesus' name, a blessing upon each one.
所以主啊，我们祈求您的帮助，祈求您的赐福，我们也献上感恩，祈求您的福气呢降临在我们每个人的身上。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, very good. Nice to see each one tonight.
非常好，非常高兴的，今天晚上看到大家每一个人。
So tonight we're studying in Luke chapter 7, I believe.
Chapter
7 and 6, Luke chapter 6. And last week we got down to verse 42.
所以我们像《路加福音》第六章，六章上次呢，我们学到了42节。
So we'll carry on now into verse 43 and the story. We're really reading the mini Sermon on the Mount.
所以这个里面呢，就是说我们要继续学43节。这个我们在真的在学的是呢，就是山上的讲道。
This is probably a similar sermon to what the Lord preached in Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
这个呢，大概是与主耶稣基督在马太福音5、6、7里面呢在讲的是同类似的道。
It is much shorter, but we believe it is a solid sermon for us to understand and to be blessed by.
所以这个里面呢是一个非常短的一篇讲道，那么说那就是一篇非常强有力的讲道，也是对我们呢是很有益处的一篇。
It's probable that the Lord preached the material that we're going to be studying in several occasions and in several contexts.
所以这个呢，就是有可能主呢，他在准备这样的一个资料，就是说呢，我们在不同的几个情况下，几个这个上下内容里边的，我们要去学的。
So, starting now at verse 43 says, For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit.
第43节是因为好树不会结坏果子，坏树也不会结好果子。
And so the logic is that however the Lord sorry, however we see fruit, we've got a pretty good idea what kind of tree it comes from.
So这个里面呢，这个逻辑是呢，不管我们看到这样的什么样的果子，我们就知道这个果子是从什么样的树里长出来的。
And now welcome to Leon and to Cindy. And just to remind you, we're reading in Luke chapter 6, and we're going to pick up our reading in verse 44. Luke 6, 44.
因为我们欢迎Cindy，欢迎Leon。那么说呢，就是让你们提醒一下你们，我们正在读的《路加福音》第六章43节。
So the Lord goes on and says, For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
第44节说， 凡树看果子就可以认出它来， 因为人不会从荆棘中摘 无花果， 也不会从鸡梨中摘葡萄。 善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来， 恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来， 因为心中所充满的， 口里就说出来。
So if you want to know about a man's heart, what you have to do is listen to him and keep on listening to him.
如果你想知道一个人的内心，那你要怎么做呢？你就去听他说话，你就坚持保持听他说。
And sooner or later, his whole heart will be opened up to you. If you listen to him on all occasions, you'll find out what a kind of person he is.
所以迟早呢，他的整个内心呢都会向你开放。那么说呢，迟早呢，你就听，通过听他说的话，你就知道他是一个什么类型的人。
Verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good.
第45节说呢，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来。
And that's a great encouragement to us. We want to be good for the Lord, and we want to bring forth good fruit. And so we say, by the grace of God, I'm going to have a good heart. If I have a good heart, I'll have a good mouth.
这个里面呢，就是啊，这个里面呢就讲到的，主啊，就是说从我们内心呢，我们都想要做一个好人。那么说呢，我们就要准备好，准备好呢，就是说是从我们的内心呢说出，准备好我们的内心友善。那么说呢，我们从嘴里说出来的也就是善。The
sad contrast is that if we have a bad heart, sooner or later, we'll have a bad mouth too.
就相反，如果你有一个坏的心呢，迟早呢，你嘴里呢也会说出来的是坏的话。And
then the Lord asked the very significant question in verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
然后主耶稣基督呢，在第46节继续说呢，你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不照着我所说的行呢？
Is he your Lord? Just keep your eye on yourself. You'll know whether he's your Lord or not. Is she or the other person the Lord's? Keep your eye on them. You'll know.
他是不是你的主呢？你就是说是看着他的，就是说去看，看他说呢，迟早你就知道他是不是。
So he's going to give a couple of examples now of people who say and people who obey. Verse 47 says, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock.
第47节就是说呢，凡到我这里来听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们他像什么人，他像一个盖房子的，深深的挖地，把根基安在一块磐石上，到发大水的时候，水猛冲那房子，房总不能摇动，因为根基在一块磐石上。
So those who read the Bible, those who listen to the truth of God, those who hear the Bible, they are all those who've heard the word of God. The question is, do they obey it or not?
所以那些呢，就是说是啊，读圣经的人，从圣经里学习真理的人，他们呢，就是说是迟早呢，你就要去看看他，他是不是顺服圣经里所说的。
What are the consequences of those who hear and obey the word?
所以那些呢，就是说是听到了神的话，并且顺服的人，他们的结果是什么呢？
And the answer is, in the heavy storms of life, that particular man, that particular woman will find the house of his life will stand tall and firm.
因此呢，就是说是在这个风暴来的时候，发大水的时候呢，那些呢听了神的话并且顺服的人呢，就会发现他们的根基呢是非常的坚固的。
The opposite is verse 49. He who heard and did nothing is like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation, against which the storm beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
第49就说，唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水猛然一冲，他立刻倒塌，并且那房子坏得很大。
So, what we learn in this verse is the storms of life are coming.
所以这些经文里，我们学到的那人生的风暴是要来的，
Now, nobody likes a storm.
没有人喜欢那个风暴。
When the storm comes, lots of problems are with it.
因为当风暴来的时候，那一大堆问题来了。
And the question is the house going to stand or is it going to be? I'm blown over.
所以现在问题是呢，这个房子是站立得住呢，还是被那个冲垮了呢？
Usually, if you're like me, you look at life and you say, it seems to be pretty simple. I think everything's going to be okay.
所以呢，通常呢，如果你像我一样，你说的事情呢，非常的简单，一切呢都会好起来的。
And just to welcome highly. And Joanna, and to say, good to see you, to say, we're studying the book of Luke, chapter 6, the last few verses. Luke, chapter 6.
现在我们欢迎那个 Haley 和那个 Joanna。然后呢，就是让你们知道了，我们现在在学的是《路加福音》第6章的最后几节经文。
And the last verses say that the storms of life will come. When they come to your life, when they come to my life, will they ruin our lives? Will our the building of our life, will it be destroyed or will it stand tall?
在这个里面呢，我们人生的风暴呢是一定要来的。你人生风暴要来，我人生的风暴也要来。那么说来了以后呢，就是说这个风暴它是不是会毁掉我的人生呢？还或者说还是我的人生在这里非常的坚固呢？
Well, I think it's true that most people hope that they'll go through life without a storm.
所以呢，我认为呢，大多数人呢，他们不希望他们的人生中啊会出现风暴。
And I think it's also that most of us think that if the storm comes, it's not going to be terribly hard.
所以呢，也我认为大多数人也会这么想。如果风暴来了呢，可能没有那么难。
But I've often seen several storms in life, and the conclusion I've reached is simply this: Lord, if you don't give a miracle, this storm is going to destroy us.
因为我在想一下我人生里面的风暴，我就说呢，有时候呢，就是说这些风暴来以后呢，我说主啊，如果您不帮助我，那么说呢，我们就生存不下去了。
But we believe in the God of miracles.
但是我们相信呢，是一个能行神迹的神。
And in some miraculous way, the Lord has promised in these verses that if we hear what he says and we do what he says, then our building will stand tall.
所以呢，从那个这里面呢，我们就是说是主呢，他来给我们一种奇妙的方式，说呢，以某种方式，如果我们听他的话，照他的方式去做，那么是在风暴中呢，我们的就能站立得住。
So, that's the issue we all face. We have heard. Are we going to obey what he says and do what he says and stand tall? Or when the storm of life comes, will it knock us over?
所以这个里面的这就是我们人生的总是要做出选择的。我们是不是呢？就是说是去听他说的话，照着他说的话去做。那么说呢，我们的人生站立得住，或者说呢，我们不听不照着去做，我们的人生呢就会被冲垮。
Now, as many of you can tell by looking at me, I've been around for a lot longer than most of you men and women.
所以呢，你如果你们看看我的样子，你们就知道呢，我在这个世界上活的时间比你们在座的每一个人，那不管男的女的，都活得长。And
I've been in many Bible studies like this and many church services down through many years.
所以我也很参加过很多像这样的圣经学习，也多年来呢，一直在很多教会有这样类似的圣经学习。
And so I've seen many examples of both kinds of people.
因为我看到呢，就是很多的这样的例子，关于这两类的人。
And I've been frankly heartbroken when I've seen so many people who heard but didn't obey, and they ended up in heartbreak in their lives.
所以呢，就是说我呢，经常的非常伤心，就是因为很多人呢，他们听到了，但是却没有顺服，那么说在他们人生里呢，就出现了很多的伤心事。
How do we get the preserving power of God in our life to keep us from collapse in the days of great storm?
所以呢，我们只怎样去从神那里呢，获得这样的力量，就获得这样的保护。当我们的人生出现风暴的时候呢，神能够保守我们，站立得住呢。
Answer, we do what we hear. We listen to the word of God. We see the words. We say, all right, Lord, by the grace of God, with your help, I am going to do what you told us to do.
所以呢，我们通过呢，就是说是去听神的话，听神的话呢，听到以后呢，我们就说呢，借着神的恩典，就是说呢，我们要去照着神所说的话去做，这样呢，就是说是我们人生的风暴来临时候呢，我们就能站立得住。
All right, couple of very interesting stories follow now. Verse 1 of chapter 7 says, Now, when he concluded all these sayings, he, in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum.
因为后面跟接下来十几节呢，非常有意思的经文，大家翻到路加福音7章第1节，7章第1节说，耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话，就进了加百农。
So the Lord keeps going and the Lord keeps teaching.
所以主呢，一路走，一路教导。
Verse 2, when he's in Capernaum, a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die.
第2节说呢，当他在加百农的时候，有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病，快要死了。
So, verse 3, when this centurion heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to Jesus, pleading with him to come and heal his servant.
第3节，他听了，他听说了耶稣的事，就托犹太人的几个长老去恳求耶稣来医治他的仆人。
So this must have been a pretty good man.
所以这个人呢，可能是个很好的人。
He had a servant who was sick and he cared about him.
他有个仆人病了，他来关心他。
Many people with employees don't really care about their staff.
所以很多人呢，就特别是雇主呢，他不怎么关心他们的雇员。
But this man did care, deeply cared. And so he says, I'm going to call the Lord Jesus to heal this man.
那这个人呢，他非常的关心，所以他说他要找主耶稣基督来呢，把他治好。
So verse 4, the centurion's servants, when they came to Jesus, they begged Jesus earnestly, saying that one for whom he should do this was worthy. He said, he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue.
所以这个里面呢，就是第4节说，他们到了耶稣那里，就立刻恳求他说，给他行这事是他所配得的，因为他爱我们的百姓，又给我们建造了一个会堂。
So what do we know about this centurion?
你对这个百夫长也了解多少呢？
Well, he was a good man. He loved his servant.
他是个好人，他爱他的仆人。
But he loved the Jewish people. He actually built the Jewish people. He built them a synagogue in Capernaum.
他爱犹太人，犹太人呢，他在加百农呢，给犹太人建立了一个会堂。
Now, that must have cost a fair amount of money.
这个呢，可能要花很多钱。
I don't know about Roy, but I've been to Capernaum. Roy, when you were there, did you go to the synagogue in Capernaum?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I did.
现在他问我，他说我在加百农的时候，我有没有进到会堂？他说他，我说我没去。他说他在加百农的时候，他去了。
And there is the remains of a beautiful synagogue there. It's a relatively large building, a little bit larger than 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And all that's left now is the ground floor, a few pillars and some benches on each side.
所以呢，这个里面的这个会堂呢，是一个大的会堂。大的会堂呢，当时呢，就是说是在那个里面，里面呢，就是说里面有几个那个里面的就是几根柱子和一些椅子。
The archaeologists tell us that this synagogue that's there now was built probably 200 or 300 years after the Lord Jesus.
所以他们说呢，这个那个就是说是会堂呢，大概是在主耶稣基督之后几百年才建造的。
So I'm not at all sure that the building that I was in was the one that the centurion built.
所以呢，我不是很确定，我进去的那个呢，是不是这个百夫长所建造的。
When I was sitting there one afternoon, I pretended that in fact it was built by the centurion and the fact that the Lord Jesus had actually preached there.
所以呢，就是说我呢，当时我坐在那里，我就假设呢，这就是那个百夫长所建造的那个会堂，而且主耶稣基督呢在那里讲道。
I'm not sure, but it was nice to pretend anyway.
所以我不是很确定，但是呢，就是我假设一下呢，也是非常好的。
So this was a good man, and he certainly loved the Jewish people, and he loved his servant.
也就是个好人，他呢很爱他的犹太人，也爱他的仆人。
Now verse 6 says, then Jesus went with them.
所以第六节说呢，然后主耶稣基督呢和他一起去了。
I think he would have gone with them, even if the centurion wasn't such a good man.
所以我认为呢，就算那个百夫长不是个好人呢，他也会跟着他们去。So do you got a problem there?
Sorry, Roy.
Yeah. So you were frozen.
I was frozen.
Yeah.
So it says my internet is not stable.
So I didn't hear anything for half a minute.
Okay, I have no idea. It says something's not connected.
Now it's okay.
Am I okay now?
Yeah.
All right, I'll keep going. You interrupt me again. Did I read verse number 6? Let me read it again.
Yeah.
Then Jesus went with them. And when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
第六节说，耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远。百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说：“主啊，不要麻烦，因你到我舍下，我不敢当。”
So he's basically saying, Lord, I'm just an ordinary centurion, and you're the God of heaven. You're so much greater than me. I don't think you should come to my house. I'm too embarrassed. My house isn't good enough for you.
因为他基本上说是主啊，我就是个普通的百夫长，您是天上的神，那么说呢，我不配您到我家里来，因为我家里呢，就是说是不是您适合的地方。
And then he goes on and explains two things. He explains himself and he explains the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，他呢就是先后面解释几个几件事情，他向他自己解释，向主耶稣基督解释。
So verses 7 and 8 now are the reason why he said you don't need to come to my house.
第7节、第8节就是他说，为什么说呢？你不用呢亲自来我家。
He said, verse 7, Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but you say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.
第7节说呢，我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必得医治，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。我的一个说去，他就去；我的另一个说来，他就来。我对我的仆人说做这事儿，他就会去做。
So he's basically saying, I know what it's like to be you. He said, I'm a centurion. I've got lots of people reporting to me, and I simply tell them what to do, and they do it.
这就基本上就是我理解，你是什么样的位置？因为我也是个百夫长，我底下呢也有兵丁，我就让他们去做什么呢？他们都会照着去做的。
And he says, now you're a great person too. Whatever you say, your servants will do.
他现在说呢，您是一个伟大的人，如果你不管您说什么呢，你的仆人都会去做。
And so he says, I know you don't have to come to my house to heal my servant. You can just say, be healed, and my servant will be healed. You don't need to come to the house. You're the boss.
他就说呢，你呢不用来我的家里，您就呢只是说一句话，说一句话，我的仆人呢就会得医治。所以呢，您呢因为说是不用亲自来。
So verse 9 now, when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
第9节说，耶稣听见这话就稀奇，他转身对随从的众人说：“我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。
What was the result of that great faith?
所以那样一个大的信心的结果是什么？”
Verse 10, and those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well who had been sick.
第10节说，那被差来的人回到家里，看见了病了的仆人已经好了。
Well, that's a pretty good story.
这是一个很好的故事。
And the question is, how does it relate to the former story?
现在问题是跟那个前面那个故事有什么联系呢？
And the former story is you hear the word of God and then you do it.
前面那个故事说，你听到神的话，你去照着去做。
And this man heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he believed that if God could do it for those others, he could do it for him too. Jesus is God.
所以这个人呢，他听到了那个主耶稣基督呢，他知道呢，主耶稣基督呢，如果在别的人身上行的事情呢，也可以在他身上行，因为主耶稣基督是神。
So he believed that Jesus was in God's army, just like he was in the Roman army. He was in charge, and other people, other things would respond to him.
因为他相信呢，主耶稣基督在神的军队里，就像他自己在罗马军队里一样。那么主耶稣基督在他的军队里呢，他是掌管一切的。
And so here you are, the servant with a deadly disease. And the centurion says, Lord, I know you can heal that disease. You're the boss. You heal it. You don't need to come to my house.
这个里面呢，就是说这个仆人呢得这个百夫长的仆人呢得了病要死呢，他要主耶稣基督来治他的仆人。他跟主耶稣基督说呢，因为你不用来我的房间里，您就可以把他治好，因为您是主宰。
So the question is, can Jesus heal?
所以现在问题是，主耶稣基督能不能治愈呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
The second question is, can Jesus heal at a distance?
所以现在第二个问题是，主耶稣基督可以远距离治愈吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是也是的。
So I had a medical doctor like that once.
这位一个那个就是医生，有一次是这样。
He was a friend of mine. He was actually in the assembly that I was fellowshipping in.
他是我的一个朋友，他实际上呢，就是在跟我在同一个教会里。
So instead of going to visit him, I just got on the telephone and I said, Dr. Cox, I'm sick. This is my problem. Can you help me?
因为我并没有带他的那个医院去看他，而只是跟他打个电话说 ，Doctor 医生 Cox， 我现在病了，你能不能治我？
Now, Dr. Cox was a Christian, and he said, Yes, Harold, I can help you.
因为那个Cox 医生呢是个基督徒，他说是的，还有的我可以治你。
He said, I'm going to phone the drugstore, and I'm going to tell them to give you this medicine. And if you take this medicine, you'll be healed.
他说我会给你那个药房打个电话，他们就会给你这样的一类药，你吃了这个药呢就会好的。
Now, if he'd been like Jesus, he would have simply said, Harold, you're healed.
如果他是像主耶稣基督那样的话，他就说 Harold， 你治好了。
He said, I'm something like Jesus, but remember, you've got to take this medicine.
他说呢，我呢就某种类似，有点类似主耶稣，但是呢，你要记住，你必须吃药。
In this case, he didn't prescribe medicine. Jesus just allowed the man to be healed.
所以在这个例子里呢，主耶稣基督并没有写药方，他只是呢允许这个人呢得治愈。
So when the servants went around, turned back, spoke to the centurion said, This man has been healed. My servant is healed. He's ready to go.
所以这个呢，当那个百夫长呢跟周围的人交谈的时候呢，这位人告诉他呢，就是说他的仆人已经治好了，所以主耶稣基督呢不用去他家了。
Now, who should have believed all that?
所以谁应该相信这一切呢？
Well, those who should have believed it would have been the Jewish people because they had the entire Old Testament of miracles behind them to understand the character of God. They should have heard and believed, and they could have been healed in the same way.
别人应该相信这样些事情，人应该是犹太人，因为犹太人他们有整个的旧约，旧约里面的充满了神所行的神迹，他们应该已经读到了，已经看到了，他们应该去相信他，相信他以后呢，他们也能够得治愈。
What a disappointment to the Jewish people. Of all the great miracles that Jesus could do, it was a centurion, a Roman centurion, who got the blessing, not the Jewish people.
所以呢，犹太人应该感到多么的那个，他们就说是本来应该是他们得到的啊，至于他们得到的福气呢，却被一个罗马的一个百夫长所得到了。
So repeatedly, when I'm reading especially the Gospels, and I see what Jesus is doing, very often my response is, Lord, me too.
因为我一直一遍一遍地读那个福音，读福音呢，就是说呢，看到主耶稣基督所行的那事，我就说呢，主啊，我也要。
If you can heal him, Lord, you can heal us.
所以主啊，如果您可以治愈他，也可以治愈我们。
If you could give that man that kind of faith, you could give me more faith so that I could accomplish the work of God better.
因为如果您呢可以给那个人那么多的信心，那么呢，求您赐给我更多的信心。那么说这样呢，我就可以更好的去完成神的工作。
So if the Lord were going to say something good about you, what would you want him to say?
如果那主想要说一些关于你的好话，那么你想主说什么
？Would you want him to say, Harold, you are really good looking?
所以你会不会愿意他说呢 ？Harold， 你长得很帅。
Or Harold, you are really smart.
或者说 Harold， 你真的很聪明。
Or Harold, you are really talented.
所以会说是Harold， 你很有特长。
Or would I want him to say, Harold, you believe me. That's what I like. You believe me.
所以或者会你想他说 Harold 我就要你呢相信我，这就是我想要的。
And the proof of that is in the difficult days when the storms are around, you obey me.
因为特别的这个原因是，当呢困难来的时候，当风暴来的时候呢，你会相信我。
Well, frankly, that's a very good story.
坦率地说，这是一个很好的故事。
It wasn't just in this man's case that the storm came into his life. The storm was in his servant's life, but he still obeyed and believed.
其实这个里面的这个风暴呢，并没有来到这个百夫长的人生里，而是来到呢他的仆人的人生里。但是呢，他仍然的相信并且顺服。
Well, that's story number one. The next story to follow is verse 11 and following.
所以这是第一个故事。那么下一个故事呢，从第11节开始。
It says, now it happened the day after. So the first story in the first part of the chapel happens one day. Next day, this happened.
因为这是一个次日，他往另一个名叫拿因的城去。因为这个次日呢，说明呢，他前面那个故事呢是在上一日发生的，那么这一日呢发生这样的事。
So the day after, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd.
因为这里次日，他往一座名叫拿因的城去，他许多的门徒和极多的人与他同行。
So you can imagine they're going down the road now. And Nain is a city northwest rather, of Jerusalem. They're probably heading to Jerusalem. They're going down the road. And there was a large group of people traveled.
所以你可以去想象，他们在路上走，路上走呢，就是说是大概在东北方向，就是说耶路撒冷城东北方向，他们有可能呢，就是说是往耶路撒冷去的，往耶路撒冷城去的路上，这个时候呢，有一大堆人跟着他们。
Now we're not told how many, but I can imagine there would be 100 or maybe much more than that.
因为我不知道到底有多少人，但是呢，有可能呢有100、200或者更多人。
Verse 12, and when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her.
因为后面就是讲呢，将近城门看呢，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲唯一的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多同寡妇在一起。
The Lord Jesus was going into the city of Nain, and this other group were coming out of the city, going to the graveyard. So you got these two large groups of people going down the road.
因为呢，主耶稣呢，他在进入那个拿因城，那么说呢，这里呢，有一堆人呢，就是出城，出城呢，去到目的去，所以有两群人呢，他们碰在一起了。
And the question is, who's going to stand aside? Who's going to let the other go through?
现在问题是呢，谁会让路呢？谁会站到一边去呢？
And verse 13 says, when the Lord saw this woman, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep.
第13节说，主看见他就怜悯他，对他说：“不要哭。”
So what do you say to a woman who's a widow and her son has just died?
所以，如果一个妇人呢，她是个寡妇，而且她的唯一的儿子刚刚死了，你对她说些什么呢？
He says to her, stop crying.
他就说呢，不要哭。
Well, that's easy to say. You try it. It's hard to do. Easy to say, but hard done.
所以这个呢，就是非常容易去说，你去试试看。就是说，是如果你这么去说呢，但是很难去做。
Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And so he said, young man, I say to you, arise.
所以第14节说，于是近前摸棺材架，抬的人就站住了。意思是说，年轻人，我对你说，起来。
So here's this man lying in the coffin.
So这样一个人呢，躺在棺材里。
And it's an open coffin.
这棺材盖没有盖。
And they're taking it out to the graveyard. They will bury the coffin and the man in it.
所以他们呢，把他抬到那个墓地去，墓地去呢，然后会把这个棺材，这个人躺的棺材埋进去。
And so he comes to the coffin and he touched the coffin and he says to the man inside, get up.
因为他走进那个棺材，然后摸棺材架，他就跟那个人说呢，起来。
And verse 15, he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and Jesus presented him to his mother.
第15节说，那人就坐起来开始说话，耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
Well, that's absolutely amazing.
这个是绝对神奇的。
The two crowds going, and when they meet, Jesus says to the dead man, you get up. And he rises from the dead.
所以两群人呢在走路，走路碰到一起了，然后呢，主耶稣基督对一个死人说呢，你起来，然后他就坐起来了，复活了。
And so the group following the dead man to the burial, they all turn around and they all go back to the city.
所以那些呢，就是说是跟着那个一起来出殡的那些人呢，他们所有人呢，都又转向，都又一起回到城里去了。
Verse 16, then fear came upon all of them, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people.
第16节说，众人都害怕，就归荣耀与神，说有大先知在我们中间兴起来，又说神造访了他的百姓。
Now that's the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has visited his people.
所以这是我们主耶稣基督他的故事，神呢就是造访了他的百姓。
The Lord Jesus raised three dead people from the dead.
所以主耶稣基督让3个死人从死里复活了。
I think it was Jairus' daughter and this widow's son and Lazarus.
所以这个是 Jairus 的女儿，还有这个女人的儿子，另外一个呢就是拿撒勒。
And verse 17 says, this report about him went throughout all Judea. And all the surrounding region.
第17节说，他这事的风声就传遍了犹太和周围地方。
Now, if that happened today, do you think that it would make the newspapers?
所以呢，如果今天发生这样的事情，你认为是不是挤满了所有的报纸头条了？
Yeah, it'd be in all the newscasts, it would be on the internet immediately.
因为就是在所有的这样的新闻广播里，在网上马上就会出现了。
And just to welcome Shirley, we're studying in Luke chapter 7, and we just finished reading verse 17.
所以我们欢迎先生，那就是告诉你呢，我们刚刚在学习《路加福音》第7章，刚刚学习完了17节。
Now, the interesting question is, was there any evidence that this miracle took place?
所以呢，现在的问题是呢，就是有没有任何的证据能够证明这个神迹发生过呢？
How many witnesses were there to the fact that the centurion's servant was healed?
所以这里有多少证人在那里见证呢？就是说是百夫长的那个仆人的得知遇呢？
And the answer is probably a handful, maybe a couple of handfuls, maybe a dozen, but it's a small household, and so there would be a few who would acknowledge that it happened.
这个里面呢，就是说是答案是呢，大概有10来个，或者说是10几20个人，因为当时呢，在他家里的人呢可能不多，但是呢，有一些人见证了他的病得治愈。
How many witnesses to this miracle?
你这个就是说是这有多少证人在这个神迹里的呢？
Well, this widow of Nain and her son and all their friends.
你这个就是寡妇和他的其他的人和他儿子，还有所有其他的那些人。
You can imagine that there was probably a hundred or more in that crowd.
所以你可以去想象一下，在这样一个人群中呢，大概有超过100多个人。
We mentioned earlier probably 100 or more traveling with the Lord Jesus.
从前面呢也提到的，大概有超过100多个人呢，和主耶稣基督在一起走。
And all of them watched as the Lord Jesus went over, touched the coffin, and the man got up when the Lord Jesus told him to get up.
这个里面所有的人呢都看见了，看见主耶稣基督呢，他走到那个棺材架子那边，走到棺材架子那边，跟那个里面那个人说：“那你起来。”结果呢，他听到主耶稣基督的话，就复活起来了。
People ask the question, did these miracles in this book of Luke, did these miracles happen?
所以人们呢就问这样的问题，就是在路加福音里面这样的一些神迹发生过吗？
And the answer is yes, they happened, because if it hadn't happened, it wouldn't have made it into the book, because too many people would have said that never happened.
因为答案是的，确实发生过。不过就是说是如果没有发生过呢，就不会记在这本书里。因为呢，很多人呢都会说呢，啊，从来没发生过。
All right, verse number 18 now, going on to the third story after this great Sermon on the Mount.
在这个里面呢，然后呢，我们就是第18节呢的第三个故事，在主耶稣的讲完了这个伟大的山上的讲道以后。
Verse 18 says, Then the disciples of John reported to him concerning all these things.
18节是约翰的门徒把这事告诉了约翰。
John, you'll remember, was in prison. He'd been in prison because Herod didn't like the fact that John had told him that he was a sinner.
你知道，你们大家知道呢，是约翰呢，他在监狱里，因为呢，希律王呢不喜欢呢，是约翰告诉他，他是个罪人。
So John in prison, he, verse 19, says he called two of his disciples to him. Sent them to Jesus, saying, Are you the one coming, or do we look for another?
其实也就是约翰便叫了2个门徒来打发他们到耶稣那里去，说：“那将要来的是你吗？还是我们要等候别人呢
So the question is, did the Lord Jesus Christ, sorry, was the Lord Jesus Christ, John asks, was he really the coming Messiah? Or was there someone else who would be coming?
？”所以现在问题是呢，主耶稣基督呢，他真的是那个？就是施洗约翰问的那个将要来的弥赛亚吗？或者说呢，还是有另外的一个要来的？
And the question asked by many is, why would John the Baptist have a question like that?
因为其他的很多人也问这样的问题，那么说呢，现在问题是为什么施洗约翰会问这样的问题呢？
And the answer is the problem is that when he was in the prison, he would have been very, very distressed.
所以呢，就是答案是呢，当他在监狱里的时候呢，他肯定非常的苦恼。
I don't know if any of us have ever been in prison for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我不知道你们中间有没有任何人呢，因为福音的缘故被关到监狱里去过。
But I think if I were there, I would be very distressed.
所以呢，我认为呢，如果我在那里说呢，我会非常的苦恼。
I would probably say, it isn't fair. I've been serving the Lord and now I'm in prison. I don't like it here. Why doesn't God treat me better?
因为就是我会说呢，这个呢不公平，因为呢我是服侍主耶稣基督传福音，他们为什么要把我关到监狱里去呢？我在监狱里那并不公平，那么神呢为什么不会对我好一点呢？
That may be the reason why John sent asking the question.
这里面也许呢，刚才呢也许是施洗约翰问这个问题的原因。
The other reason may be that some of John's disciples may have been asking the question, and John said, We're going to ask Jesus whether he really is the Messiah or not.
所以有可能其他的那个施洗约翰的门徒们呢，问了施洗约翰这样个问题。那么施洗约翰说呢，那么我们要去问问主耶稣，看他是不是。
John couldn't ask him himself because John was in prison.
所以呢，是约翰不能自己去问他那个问题，因为他当时在监狱里。
So he sent two of his disciples and he says to them, Would you ask him?
所以呢，他就派了2个他的门徒们去，就是说你们去问他吧。
Now, verse 20 then says, When the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us, saying, Are you coming, the one, or do we look for another?
第19就说呢，那将要来的是你们，还是我们等候别人呢？
Verse 21, And that very hour he cured many people of their infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits. And to many who were blind, he gave sight.
第21节，正当那时，耶稣治好了许多有疾病的、受灾患的、被邪灵附着的，又叫许多瞎子能看见。
So, how many miracles did Jesus do in that hour?
所以呢，主耶稣在那个时候呢，行了多少的神迹呢？
Well, he cured many people of their infirmities.
所以呢，治好了许多有疾病的人，
And of their afflictions
所以呢，有受灾患的，
and evil spirits,
还有被邪灵附着的。
and many who were blind, to them he gave sight.
又叫许多瞎子看见。
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
这个非常的神奇，是不是呢？
You go to see the doctor. How
你
many people does a doctor heal in an hour?
去看一个医生，一个医生在1个小时内能治好多少人呢？
Well, not very many.
并没有多少人。
And what he usually does is he gives some medicine to them and he says, Here you go, take the medicine. And often he says, And come back and see me next week.
病人通常呢，他会给他们开一些药，开药说：“那你把这个药吃了，吃了以后呢，通常他们会说1个星期之后再来看我。
There never was another man of whom verse 20, Verse 21 could be written.
”因为就是没有任何的人可以做那个第21节里面写的那些事情。
The prophets of the Old Testament couldn't do that.
就在旧约里的先知们，他们做不到。
The apostles in the New Testament couldn't do that.
在新约里的那些使徒们，他们也做不到。
The Christians in the world today can't do that.
我们当今世界基督徒们也做不到。
But Jesus did that.
但主耶稣基督做到了。
Absolutely remarkable.
绝对就是说是非常的突出的。
Verse 22, Then Jesus answered and said to these men, John has sent, Go, tell John the things that you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them.
第22节，那耶稣回答他们说：“你们去，把所看见、所听见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、瘸子行走、长大帮妇的解禁、聋子听见、死人复活、穷人有福音，传给他们。
Is that sufficient evidence of the fact that Jesus is the Messiah?
”这里呢，是不是有足够的证据证明呢，主耶稣基督就是弥赛亚呢？
Answer yes. Never been done before nor since.
所以呢，答案是的，因为这样的事情呢，过去没有发生过，自从那以后呢，也没有发生过。
And then this delightful verse 23 says, And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
因为这个呢，第23节是一个令人非常欣慰的一节，说凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。
So here's the question, way back to where we started this evening, and back in verses 47 to 49. What do you do? When the storms of life attack.
这个里面呢，就是回到我们刚刚学到的那经文，在第6章的呢第47到第49节。那么说，在人生的风暴来临的时候，你应该怎么做呢？
Well, the storms that attacked John the Baptist.
你这个风暴呢，袭击了施洗约翰。
And one way or another, for one reason or another, he had asked the question.
因为不管呢，就是以这样的理由那样的理由，他必须要问一个问题。
So the verse is, blessed is he who's not offended. Was John offended?
这个经文是呢，凡不因我跌倒的就有福的。那么说呢，就是说是那个使徒约翰他跌倒了吗？
And frankly, I don't think he was offended. I think, though, you might say he was disappointed.
所以坦率说呢，我认为他并没跌倒，他只是说是有点失望。I
don't think he enjoyed prison any more than you or I would.
我不认为他会就说是去享受监狱，就像你我不享受监狱那样。He
was disappointed, but in the storms of life, he was not offended.
所以呢，他就非常的失望，但是在人生的那个风暴里呢，他就没有跌倒。And
that's the way we must be. There could be storms in life just like that for us. We could be persecuted. We could be sick. We could have all kinds of problems. What are we going to do then? And the answer is, we're going to keep trusting the Lord by God's grace.
第六呢，就是说是在我们的人生中呢，我们每个人都都要面临的不同的风暴。那么说呢，我们在人生的风暴中，我们要做什么呢？我们就是要听神的话，顺服神，借着神的恩典站立得住。
How do we prepare today to be strong for God in the storms of tomorrow?
所以呢，我们怎么样今天去做好准备，在明天呢，就是说是啊，在风暴里为神站立得住呢？
And the answer is very simple. We hear what he says and we do it today so that we will be able to stand tomorrow. That's what John the Baptist did.
其实这个答案是非常简单。我们今天听到的是，我们今天准备照着去做，照着去做呢，这就是我们呢，明天呢，在风暴里站立得住，这就是使徒约翰所做的。
Now, verse 24 says, when the messengers of John had departed, Jesus began to speak to the multitude concerning John.
第24节，约翰所差来的使者就走了，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说。
So they came to him. It was obvious to the people who were with the Lord, the multitude, they knew that it was John that was being asked about.
因为这个里面呢，他们来到主耶稣基督这里，有很多人跟主耶稣基督在一起，他们也知道是呢，使徒约翰在问这个问题。
And so the Lord says, all right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about John.
然后呢，主耶稣基督说呢，我要跟你们讲一点关于使徒约翰的。
And he's going to say some very good things about John, but it's interesting. He doesn't tell the people about John until after the servants of God, sorry, the servants of John had gone.
因为他讲一些关于使徒约翰非常好的事情，但是非常有意思的是呢，他没有去告诉使徒约翰的仆人，而是等使徒约翰的仆人以后呢，走了以后再开始讲。
He in effect says, I've got good things to say about John, but I'm not going to tell his servants because they in turn may tell John, and John doesn't need to know, but I've got lots of respect for John.
这个里面的意思是，他说我不告诉使徒约翰的仆人，因为我如果我告诉使徒约翰的仆人呢，他回去呢就会告诉那个将使徒约翰的，使徒约翰没必要听到这些，但是呢，我对使徒约翰呢就非常的尊重。
Are you like John the Baptist? Are you the kind of person who hears the word of God and does it?
你是像使徒约翰那样一类的人吗？你是听到神的话以后照着去做的那样的人吗？
And if you are, Jesus will have lots of good things to say about you.
所以呢，如果你是主耶稣基督呢，会说很多关于你的好话。
But he's going to tell others those things rather than you, because if he told you now, you might end up with a swelled head.
这个是，但是主耶稣他会告诉别人你所做的好事，但是他不会告诉你。如果他告诉你的话呢，你就会头脑膨胀。
But on Judgment Day, on Reward Day, then you'll hear, and God will say, well done, good and faithful servant, and come on over here, I've got a big reward for you.
但是在那个审判日，就是说在领奖日，基督审判台前，那个领奖日说，主耶稣基督会说呢，你是一个好忠心的信实的仆人，干得好。
So the Lord is going to tell us all kinds of good things about John. He's just not going to tell John.
其实主要跟我们讲很多关于那个是约翰的好话，但是他却不告诉约翰本人。
So what does he say? Verse 25.
1:25节他说的什么？
He says, "What did you go out to see? Did you go to see a man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who are gorgeously apparelled and live in luxury are in king's courts."
我就说，你们出去到底要看什么呢？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？看哪，那穿华丽衣服、艳怒度日的人是在王宫里。
Well, is that what we know about John the Baptist?
这是我们的知道的关于使徒约翰的吗？
No, he lived in the desert. He was clothed in camel's hair and a leather girdle, and he ate honey. Sorry, he ate locusts and wild honey. That doesn't look like a hero from God to me.
约瑟里面呢，他不是住在王宫里，他住在旷野里。万一呢，他用那个骆驼的毛做衣服，用那个皮呢做皮带，然后呢就是吃那个蚱蜢，还有吃蝗虫，还有吃那个野蜂蜜。这就是这个看起来并不像他是个大人物。
But then he says, verse 26, but what did you go out to see? A prophet? He said, yes, I say to you, John was more than a prophet.
第2节就说他们出去究竟要看什么呢？一个先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。
So he was a prophet of God, and he lived like a prophet rather than like a king, though he had far more going for him than a king.
里面呢，他是一个那个神的先知，先知呢，所以呢，他的生活的不像一个王，但是他的那些职责呢，远远要超过那些王。
And then he says, now, John was the fulfillment of Scripture, verse 27.
第27节说呢，他说是约翰是那个圣经的那个已经实现了。
He says, this is he of whom Malachi wrote, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.
27节经上记着，看哪，我要差我的使者在你前面为你预备道路，所说的就是这个人。
John was the messenger. Behold, I send my messenger.
因为那些使徒约翰呢，他是那个预备道路的使者，就是在你看呢，我要差遣我的使者。
And Jesus was the one that John was talking about.
因为主耶稣基督呢，就是使徒约翰所谈到的那一位，
That was the role.
这个是个原则。
John was the messenger. Jesus was the message. Jesus was the Messiah.
因为那个施洗约翰他是信使，那么说主耶稣基督呢才是那个信息，他是弥赛亚。
Verse 28, he says, For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist.
28节说呢，所以我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个先知大过施洗约翰的。
Well, that's a pretty good thing to say about somebody, isn't it?
这是一个对一个人说的，就是非常好的一句话，是不是呢？
Who was greater
谁
than
最
John
大？
the Baptist?
谁比施洗约翰大？
And the answer is, Jesus is saying, no prophet was ever greater than John the Baptist. He's greater than Elijah. He's greater than Elisha. He's greater than Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel.
所以呢，就是说是没有任何的先知大过施洗约翰。主耶稣基督说呢，这个意思就是说，施洗约翰他大过那个以利亚，大过以利沙，大过以西结，大过以赛亚，大过那个耶利米。
What a wonderful man.
这是一个多么奇妙的人！
Where is he?
他在哪里？
He's in prison.
他被关在监狱里。
Well, that's not fair.
这个不公平。
No, it's not fair. But God is doing what's right. John the Baptist recognized that if you put your trust in Jesus, you would live forever. And so John's rewards were not on this earth, but he'll have great rewards in heaven.
因为这个不公平，当然是不公平的。但是神在做正确的事情，因为使徒约翰他知道，如果他相信主耶稣基督呢，他会得到永生。他得到永生呢，那么他知道，使徒约翰他的奖赏不在今生，他的奖赏在永生里远远要大的奖赏。
But verse 28 says at the end a line that's very confusing. He says, he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist.
28节呢，最后一句话呢非常有意思，说然而神国里最小的比他还大。
What would be the reason for saying such an amazing thing?
至于这样说这个一个如此奇妙的话，那么说是原因是什么呢？
The answer is that all the Christians who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ after the day of Pentecost, they are in a separate class.
所以这个答案是呢，所有的相信的主耶稣基督的人呢，就是所有的基督徒呢，就是在那个五旬节以后，他们呢是在一个不同的一个等级里面。
And they have been elevated to a great position. We become the bride of Christ.
所以呢，我们被提到一个非，那些基督徒被提到一个非常高的位置，我们呢是基督的新娘。
John the Baptist was the friend of the bridegroom.
所以呢，施洗约翰是那个新郎的朋友。
But the Christian today is a member of the bride.
但是当今的基督徒们呢，是那个就是说是新娘的一部分。
And so, in that positional sense, we are greater than John the Baptist. We've been raised to a more delightful position than even John the Baptist.
So, 就是这样一个位置的关系去看的话呢，我们比使徒约翰要大，因为我们被提高到了一个让我们感到欣慰的一个很高的位置。
So, he's this great man. Who was ordained to be the forerunner for the Lord? He will have great reward in heaven, but your reward and my reward will be of a different kind, and in that sense, will be a greater reward.
这个里面呢，就是说是那个施洗约翰呢，就作为预备道路的前面前行的先锋呢，他在天上呢有一个伟大的奖赏。那么说呢，我们在天上呢也有大大的奖赏，只是说我们的奖赏都不一样，但我们在天上都有大奖赏。
All right, verse 29 now. And when all the people heard him, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John.
第29节，众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见他的话，就以神为义。
So many of the people, the wicked people, the tax collectors, and others who were sinful people, many of them, when they heard John the Baptist preach, went and were baptized by John.
所以呢，就是很多这样的有罪的罪人的，包括那些税吏啊，还有其他的一些人呢，他们听到了那个使徒约翰的道以后呢，受了使徒约翰的洗。
And so, hearing John and having repented because of John's message and having been baptized, they were prepared. To hear Jesus.
在这里呢，他们听到的是去约翰的那个信息，而且呢，他们已经悔改了，他们准备好了要接纳主耶稣。
So, are you going to have faith in Jesus tomorrow?
你是不是想明天就信主耶稣呢？
Answer, well, yes, if you do what Jesus says today, you'll be strong tomorrow.
你这个里面呢，就是答案呢是也是，那么说呢，如果你今天照着主耶稣基督的话去做，那明天呢，你就会在主耶稣基督里比较强壮。
But there's the other kind of people, those who hear and don't do what Jesus requested.
但是有另外一类人呢，他们听到主耶稣基督所说的，但是却不照着主耶稣基督说的去做。
And that's the group in verse number 30.
这是在第30节里。
And it says, But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God for themselves, not having been baptized by John.
第三节说，但法利赛人和律法师没有受施洗约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
So these people, the Pharisees and lawyers, they heard John.
所以，对于法利赛人和律法师呢，他们听到过施洗约翰。
They heard the promises of the coming Messiah that John enunciated.
他们也听到了，那个就是说是啊，他们应许的弥赛亚通过施洗约翰宣告的。But
they would not repent, and they would not go to John, acknowledging that they needed to repent.
但是呢，他们却不悔改，他们不去到施洗约翰那里接受施洗约翰的洗悔改。
So they rejected John, and because they rejected John, they rejected the Lord Jesus also.
他们是拒绝了施洗约翰，因为他们拒绝了施洗约翰，他们也拒绝了主耶稣基督。
I guess one of the greatest problems in the world today is that there are many people who say, I will do tomorrow, but today I won't do what I should do today.
因为我认为呢，当今世界很多人的一个大问题呢，他就是说，明天呢，我要去做明天要做的，那么说呢，今天呢，我要做今天要做的。
God spoke to John, and God spoke to them through John, and they said, no, we won't believe him. We'll wait till the Messiah comes.
所以呢，神呢对施洗约翰说话，神呢通过施洗约翰对他们说话，他们说呢不，我们不悔改，我们要等那个弥赛亚来。
And so when the Messiah came, they rejected him, same way they rejected John.
当弥赛亚来的时候呢，他们拒绝了弥赛亚呢，以同样以他们同样拒绝那个施洗约翰的方式拒绝了弥赛亚。
Herod imprisoned John, and then Herod killed John. These Pharisees and lawyers, they agreed with killing Herod, killing John, but they ultimately killed Jesus themselves.
所以呢，希律王把那个施洗约翰关进监狱，希律王把施洗约翰杀了。那么说呢，这些法利赛人和律法师呢，他们同意希律王做的，所以呢，他们最终呢，他们也杀害了主耶稣。
So where did we start our studies tonight?
所以呢，我们今天在哪里开始的呢？
It says, verse 47 of chapter 6, whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he's like.
这个里面的第六章的第47节，六章第47节说呢，凡到我这里来，听见我的话，就去行的，啊，我要告诉你们，他像什么人。
What is it? We hear and then we do.
所以这是什么呢？我们听见了，我们就照着去做。
But if we hear and don't do, then we'll be like those who, in the times of distress, they will end up making a complete fiasco, a crashing of their life, of their house.
所以呢，就是说是我们如果听到了，听见了不照着去做，那么说呢，在人生的这样大的苦难压力来临的时候呢，他们不听的那些人的人生就会毁掉，他们的房子就会被冲垮了。
Well, that's our story for tonight. Our time is gone, and we didn't get terribly far, but hopefully we're learning the simple truth. When we hear it, our responsibility is to obey it. When we do, the blessing of God will be upon us.
因为今天呢，我们的时间也到了，时间到了，我们也没学太多。但是呢，我觉得呢，我们今天提到的关键的是呢，我如果我们听到了神的话，那么借着神的恩典呢，我们就去照着去做。如果我们能够照着去做的话，那么神的福气就会降临在我们身上。
Well, let's have a word of prayer, and by the grace of God, we'll see you in the morning.
所以呢，我们来做一个结束祷告，借着神的恩典呢，我们明天早上见。
Lord, we thank you so much for your kindness to us.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，对我们的慈爱。
You sent your message, and the fact is, Lord, we didn't even deserve to hear it.
最主要您的就是差个送给我们这样的信息，最主要甚至我们的都不配听到。
And Lord, it's true. We're slow to obey.
最主要我们的政府的很慢。
But Lord, give us the obedience to the simple logic. We must hear it and do it.
最主要就给让我们有这样能力去做这样一个简单的逻辑，我们听到以后照着去做。
So each of us again would submit ourselves to you and say, Lord, I believe you. I want to follow you. Help me do what you would like me to do.
最主要就是让我们每个人都顺服在您的脚下，让我们说呢，我们相信您，我们相信我们照着您的话去做，求您帮助我们照着您要我们去做的事情去做。
So we give thanks now and look to you for a blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
所以我们现在感恩，祈求您的赐福。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Thank you again. The Lord bless you all tonight.